This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The last of the funerals for the Chattanooga shooting victims happened on Tuesday. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith was buried in the Chattanooga National Cemetery, where soldiers and sailors have been buried for about 150 years. It's the same cemetery where another victim of the shootings, Marine Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, was laid to rest last Friday. Once again, people lined up for miles along the procession route. They were waving American flags, showing Randall Smith's family the community supports them and mourns with them.
It's just, you know, a sad day and a proud day, if that makes any sense.
That's area resident Susie Alvarez. She says that Chattanooga is like a family.
We fight and we fuss and cuss at one another, but boy, when something like this happens, I have never seen a city come together so strong.
Hundreds of motorcycles joined the funeral procession. People watched quietly. Some raised flags high in the air or took off their hats. Others saluted. One man driving a car in the funeral procession lifted his right hand from the steering wheel and saluted back. After the motorcade ended, Greg Gray reflected on the last 2 weeks and what's ahead for Chattanooga, so deeply affected by these tragic murders.
Well, my hope is that we'll continue to be the city we've become in the past 2 weeks. You know, you think back to 9/11 and how the country came together as a whole. We're nowhere near that today. And it's my hope and my prayer that we'll get back to that.
Is there anything else you want to say?
God bless America, and we're Nuga strong.
U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith was from Ohio. He'd been stationed at a Navy Operational Support Center here in Chattanooga, where, on July 16th, a gunman went on a shooting rampage, wounding Smith and killing four Marines. Smith later died from his injuries. Chattanooga police killed the gunman, 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. It's still not certain whether the five fallen service members will be awarded Purple Hearts. The military newspaper Stars and Stripes reports that it depends on the ongoing FBI investigation. For the service members to get Purple Hearts, the FBI would have to determine that Abdulaziz had been inspired by a terrorist organization or in contact with a terrorist organization. So far, the FBI has not announced whether or not they've discovered such connections. However, on Monday, U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann introduced a House bill urging the Secretary of the Navy to go ahead and award Purple Hearts to all five of the service members. A bipartisan coalition of 72 legislators co-sponsored the bill. In a statement, Fleischmann said, "Smith and the four Marines proudly served their country, and several made the ultimate sacrifice while braving fire in order to save others." For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.